Thank you for calling Showcase Building and Design, your single source design build firm. Press 2 for sales, 3 for accounting, or 4 to reach our unique design department. For all other calls, please press 5 for the operator.
Good morning, Showcase Building and Design. How can I help you?
Yeah, hey, it's Chris in.
May I ask who's calling, please, and the nature of your call, sir?
Yeah, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here with Cardiff, and it's just in reference to some working capital that he had taken out.
Oh, yes, sir. We had already filled that. He's no longer in need of working capital anymore, sir.
Oh, no, yeah, I understand that. He might not be in looking for it. I was just calling in reference to that, talking about a couple things here.
Right, but he's actually not the one that does. Chris is the actual president. Our accounting department got the financial situation straight, so I'm not sure how you actually got his number. He would have never called. He's the president, but our accounting department got the extension as far as, like, the loan.
Oh, of course, yeah, the reason I have him down is because his name is the name on file for that, because he probably, even though the accounting might have handled it, he still is in charge there, so
our accounting department is in charge of those type of loans from lenders.
Chris Smith doesn't have anything, well, his name's on the paperwork on it, though. That's what I mean.
Not that I know of. He would not have signed off on it. It's our accounting department. So I'm not sure which papers you have.
Yeah, well, it's a bank, and, you know, it's private information, so I can't give out the name of the bank, but it's
sure.
He had definitely done it. His name's on the file here, and he was in charge of that back in 2014, which is why I would like to speak with him.
Oh, 2014. Okay, yeah. See, he no longer does that anymore.
Okay, but yeah, he's still familiar with it. That's what I'm getting at here.
Yes, you know, sir. He's the president, and the president doesn't come into the office a lot, so being able to speak to him is not easy accessible, especially about something about the finances. That's why he no longer does it anymore. I can give you an email for the person that if you needed to contact someone to offer or let them know or check on that status about our financial needs.
Okay, yeah, what do you think? I could probably chance to get Chris's email? Is it still Chris at showcasebuilding.com?
You can email that, sure. But I'm just letting you know, sir, he's not going to handle that. I'm trying to give you the people that if you wanted to introduce yourself as far as any additional advance cash or something like that, they would respond. The president doesn't do that anymore. You have something from 2014.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I understand that, and I appreciate your help there, but, you know, if he was interested in something, it's just as simple as him letting the accounting department know that he wants them to do something with me, if that makes sense. You know, he still has, the ultimate power in the end.
But he doesn't. That's what I'm trying to explain. And I know that you have his number. I'm trying to give you someone who can help you if you would take this information, that if there's an error in advance or credit or things like that, this is the person over the finances. The president doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He wouldn't.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, that is Temple. Temple's email address is temple@showcasebuildinganddesign.com. She is the financial administrator for Showcase Building and Design.
And awesome. Well, I appreciate all your help here. And if when you see Temple, if you could also just pass along my information too, that'd be awesome.
I certainly would, sir. I certainly will.
I appreciate that so much. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.